Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California, the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, has been defending himself this week after call records show he had contact with Lev Parnas. Parnas is the Ukraine-born businessman arrested in October on campaign finance violations. He also allegedly worked with Rudy Giuliani to dig up dirt on Joe Biden, a scheme Parnas's lawyer says Nunes helped with, too. Here's what Nunes had to say to Fox News' Sean Hannity on Tuesday.
Did you ever talk to this guy, Les Parnas, or whoever his name is?
You know, it's possible, but I haven't gone through all my phone records. I don't really recall that name. You know, I remember the name now because he's been indicted.
Elise Vebeck has been looking at Nunes' possible involvement. She's with The Washington Post, investigative political reporter there. Elise, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, and let's start with these phone logs. Tell us what they tell us exactly about Nunes' contact with Parnas.
Well, we're looking at an episode in the month of April. We see at least three contacts in a single day between Nunes and Parnas. And this was a couple of days after Nunes traded some communications with Rudy Giuliani. And I think the month of April is important because that's the same month that Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to Ukraine, was recalled. It's a key period during this Ukraine saga. And so I think we're all wondering exactly what the content of those phone calls was.
CNN has also reported that Parnas's lawyer, Joseph Bondi, said that Nunes met with the ex-Ukrainian prosecutor general Viktor Shokin in Vienna last year. Nunes has sued CNN over that story. But what do we know about that alleged meeting?
So we have not confirmed that. We heard the same thing from Parnas's lawyer. But as you said, Nunes himself has thoroughly denied it. He says that instead of being in Vienna meeting with Shokin, he was actually in Benghazi, Libya, and also in Malta. So congressional travel records do show that he was in Europe around that time. What we are unsure of is whether that was the Malta trip that Nunes has pointed to or whether he was indeed in Vienna.
What are the implications if he was communicating with Parnas?
I think it raises some really interesting questions about conflicts of interest for Mr. Nunes, who we should note has been a longtime ally and booster of the president. He was part of his transition team following the 2016 election. So I think for Mr. Nunes, this is very tricky territory. And there have been several Democrats who have given rise to the possibility of perhaps an ethics investigation. The most senior Democrat in the House to have mentioned something along these lines would have been Steny Hoyer, the House Majority Leader, mm-hmm. who said this week that he wants some of these questions answered. And it's possible that the House committees will play a role in that.
And if the reports about Nunes's communication with Parnas are true, what would that tell you about the reach of the administration's efforts in Ukraine, the Trump administration?
Well, it just shows, if it's true, how coordinated and sort of thoroughgoing this effort was. But we should clarify, we at The Washington Post have not reported that this is true and that it happened. But we do know that from these call records released by the report by the House Intelligence Committee this week, that there were so many contacts between Giuliani, perhaps Trump, Parnas, John Solomon, the former columnist for The Hill. So and these came at very crucial moments in the Ukraine saga. So I think that if it's true that Nunes was involved, which he's left open the possibility that he spoke with Lev Parnas, as you aired on that clip. So I think that if he was involved, there are some pretty serious questions facing him about conflicts of interest.
Well, and Lev Parnas's lawyer has said that Nunes should have recused himself from the impeachment inquiry. What do you think Parnas's motivations here are in talking about the potential involvement of Devin Nunes?
Well, Parnas has really been mounting a public campaign to be allowed to testify as part of the impeachment inquiry. One of his lawyers said that with appropriate protections, Parnas would fill in the blanks in terms of what he talked about with Devin Nunes. So we're a little unclear on whether Parnas will be allowed to testify. It's possible that he will not be because, of course, he is being prosecuted federally under campaign finance charges, and The Hill tends to yield to the Justice Department in cases like this. But I think that if he were to testify, it's possible we would find out some very interesting information from him.
And could Nunes face some kind of repercussion or punishment if it turns out he was involved and was communicating with Parnas?
It's possible. And I think those Democratic lawmakers have hinted at those consequences. We should also note that he has been investigated before. The Ethics Committee cleared him in December of 2017 after he was accused of giving classified information to the White House. So we have sort of seen this story play out before. But in that case, it's important to note that he was cleared.
That is Elise Vibeck, Washington Post investigative political reporter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.